Personal links with locally based American bombers. I'm always very interested when I come across references to the American 8th Air Force's 100th Bomb Group flying out of this country to dangerous bombing missions inside German-occupied Europe during the Second World War, says Malden local historian Stephen Nunn. I suppose I'm finding it particularly interesting because of my late father's experiences. Peter Nunn was born in Malden in 1931 in what was then known as the Brick House Farm Estate, the former council houses at the bottom end of Munden Road. As such, the war of 1939-45 was raging throughout his schoolboy years. Although Dad died back in 1995, there isn't a day that goes by without me thinking about him and his stories of incidents on the Malden home front, of downed Allied and enemy aircraft, the activities of the Civil Defence Services, of the V-1 and V-2 rockets, and the constant military movements across the area. Not only that, but because towards the end of his schooling he attended the North East Essex Technical College some 20 miles away on Colchester's North Hill, he had to travel on a gas-powered bus every day. It set off from Malden High Street and was always stopped midway at a United States checkpoint located on the B-1022, on the edge of Layer Wood at RAF Birch, just outside Tiptree. In 1942, the site of the airfield there had been allocated to the 8th Air Force, but in the event was built for 9th Air Force use in 1943-44. It became the temporary home of the 410th Bomb Group, and at the stage Dad travelled through during 1944-1945, it had degenerated into an 8th Air Force reserve base. It was, nevertheless, still a closely controlled military site, and Dad and his contemporaries made friends with the GI guards there and were often given gifts, not least supplies of the obligatory chewing gum. Having exchanged niceties with the guards, the bus drove on, and I remember Dad saying that on one occasion he saw a downed B-17 on its belly in a field opposite today's Colchester Zoo. Dad's close association with American airmen extended even further during the school holidays, when he went to stay with his uncle and Malden-born aunt at their farm north of Thetford in Norfolk. On those occasions, he travelled by train out of Malden East Station, joining the main line at Widdon and passing through Sudbury, Bury St Edmunds. Thetford, and alighted at Wotton, where he was picked up by his uncle. The farmhouse happened to be right in the middle of another US base, naturally enough called RAF Wotton. Designated Station 376, the 8th Air Force took the airfield over in 1943, and it became the third strategic air depot, primarily used for the repair of B-24 Liberators. In addition, Wotton was home to the 25th Bombardment Group reconnaissance, with units flying B-17s, Fortresses, Mosquitoes, B-25s, Mitchells, B-26s, Marauders, and A-26s, Invaders. Visiting the airfield in Norfolk and being allowed to get up so close must have been every schoolboy's dream, and Dad again made friends with the personnel, particularly a kindly technical sergeant. To feed his interest and enthusiasm, the sergeant in question really did go beyond the call of duty, allowing access to what was actually quite confidential information. Firstly, he gave Dad a bound copy of a pilot's information file. It is dated April 9, 1943. Is stamped restricted and has 7 revisions entered on the inside cover, starting on May 20, 1943, and ending March 1, 1944, schoolboy Peter Nunn. Then the sergeant even started taking pictures of the aircraft, finally totalling a collection of 20 quite remarkable black and white images. They include B-24 and B-17 nose art, a B-24 fitted with RATO rocket-assisted takeoff packs under the wings, a gaudy assembly ship, a black Mosquito that was possibly an OSS, Office of Strategic Services, aircraft used in behind-the-line missions, and an RAF Avro York, a visitor used for transport. The holidays over, back at home in Munden Road, Dad kept all of his precious gifts safe for years, and now I have them. The experiences of Birch and of Wotton must have had an impact on Dad, for he went on to serve in the RAF. He was firstly with No. 4 STT, School of Technical Training, at RAF St Athan, Wales, then 54 Squadron,